Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Newbound sells cartoon balloons in town. It's fine that business thrives.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back with Levon, his first American top hit from the way, way, way back machine, 1971, 72. That's what I heard. I wasn't there. I wouldn't know about that. I'm so young. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner's here. Sarah's president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications. It's a great American family business story. BottomLineInc.com, their annuals, the Bottom Line Yearbook, the Brain Boosting Secrets book, the women's book. They've got the whole series there. It's a wonderful publication, publishing company, folks. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Her blog is worth the trip, folks, for just to get to her website. Go to their website. Sarah, is it BottomLineInc.com? Did I say that right?
BottomLineInc.com is our website. There's a whole section of blogs. You just drop down.
Can they get to your blog separately, though? Can they go separately to your blog?
If you could Google me, Sarah Heiner blog. You'll probably
find
it.
There you go.
But just drop down on the blogs. I'm called Uncommon Threads. We also have phenomenal podcasts.
That's appropriate.
Great. Yes, including the one and only Jim Blasingame has been on my podcast.
There you go. All right, so from the Bottom Line Personal, folks, and that's the twice-monthly publication, the print and online, this is an interesting story about your voice, what your voice says about you, Sarah. And I think, you know, one of the things that I've been noticing is the way some women especially have tried to modify their voice. Have you noticed this? They're called grinders, where they have a high-pitched voice, and it doesn't serve them well when they're, you know, when they're trying to deal with other people and to project some, you know, an era of confidence, and they'll lower the register of their voice, and they sort of grind it out. They call them grinders. And are you familiar with this?
I have never heard of the term grinder.
You have a great voice. You have a really great voice. You have a voice for this.
Thank you.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much.
You know what? No, I'm serious.
I do. So we did a page one story, actually, because it was so important, with a woman named Susan Berkeley, who is a voice. So you know, remember the thank you for calling AT&T?
Yeah.
That was her voice. It's now the voice of Citibank. She's awesome. So, and it was talking about the power of your voice, because high squeaky voices, no credibility. Low droning voices, no credibility. You need to find the right balance of strength. When you find the right pitch, then you have a right level of power, right, of gravitas and strength. Think of James Earl Jones.
Right.
No one has a more powerful voice than him. And you want to have enough strength and enough like power and diversity in your voice.
But you also want a distinctive voice. You don't want to sound like a lot of other people. You don't want to sound like everybody else. You want some kind of...
Maybe, but I'm not sure I can control that, right?
No.
Control the,
no, but
like,
I mean, if you're trying, you know, I mean, I know some people who have a good voice, but they don't like it. You know, they wish it were different. And I'm thinking, you know, be unique, be yourself as long as... But the register thing, that is important, isn't it?
Well, it is. So, I mean, here's the fact. Here's the sad fact, and you and I both know this as public speakers. People don't listen to what you say. People that look at you, over half of what they hear from you, they decide about you by looks.
Right.
And then 40% is voice quality. What you say, the words that come out of your mouth, are
7%. How you say it. And how you say it.
Right. It's how you say it. So you really need to have as much power in how you say it. And you can adjust it. You first of all, record your voice. Now, remember, you never sound like you think you sound in your head.
Right.
It resonates differently. But you want to speak what she calls the facial triangle, and it's from, or the facial mask, and it's a triangle from your sinuses, your two sinuses, down to your throat. And you can learn to adjust it by humming and counting at the same time. You can adjust your pitch. Like if you think your pitch is too high or too low, you want it to come from that middle. So if you go one. Two, get it to come, the voice to come from within.
But
that.
That kind of training really
practice.
Takes a long time.
Yes.
It's not something you can do in a day or two.
Yourself. No. No, you have to be conscious of it. You have to practice. Now, let me talk about two other things that people
do. But do you agree with me about the grinding? The young ladies, especially, it's younger ladies on television usually, when they drop their register and they grind it out like that, and it's just not it's not attractive. It's not good for their voice either.
Grinding, but it's not healthy for your voice. You don't want to force it low. It's fine to do it every so often just for fun, but it's not healthy. It's not a good thing to do. You want to, and if you're presenting, if you're in business, you want to have your consistency. You want to be known for who you are. So you want to find your voice range. Now, there are two other things. You want to have proper pacing, right? If you're too fast, no one can hear you, especially if you're talking to older people. 50 plus, they have an especially hard time with fast talkers. If you're too slow and you're droll, nobody can hear.
Come on, get it out. I got things to do here.
Exactly. Get your words out. So you want to pay attention to your pacing. You also want to pay attention. We all do ums and ahs, right?
Right.
And I'm now umming. That also becomes a great distraction.
And be careful about repeating yourself. This is something I see people, when I hear somebody repeat themselves, they say the same thing a couple of times. What it's telling me is they don't have enough to say, and they're trying to fill the time. They're trying to stretch it out. So that's another thing to be careful about. These are all ways of learning how to put your best foot forward, folks. But I will say this, Sarah, if you ask somebody who you consider to be a loving mirror, my friend Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors. Ask somebody who will tell you the truth and who cares about you. If they think you need to change the way you speak and your register, especially because otherwise you might have a great distinctive voice that you'd be messing up. Right back with Sarah Heiner. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Sarah Heiner and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.